Essay, Two Countries, Four Seasons, by Maria Bromley. On the surface, Canada and Japan do not seem to have much in common. Canada is the second largest landmass in the world, about 25 times the size of Japan, with only one quarter of the population. Canada is often stereotyped as cold and snowy, while Japan has more of a tropical image. Yet, over the past 7 years as a Canadian living in Japan, I have grown to see more similarities than differences. Polite, clean, friendly, and peaceful are some of the words used to describe both cultures. One of the more interesting things I discovered is that we both have an appreciation of a climate with four distinct seasons. The weather in spring and fall is quite similar, though Canadian winters are harsher and Japanese summers are more extreme. Each country offers celebrations surrounding the change from winter to spring to summer to fall. Canadians have time-honoured traditions celebrating the change of the season, similar to the Japanese. Having just enjoyed my seventh sakura season in Japan, I continue to be inspired by the way this tiny flower transforms a nation from stoicism to unbridled joy and silliness. Of course, the sake may have something to do with it. I remember my first hanami picnic in Yoyogi Park, sitting shivering on blue plastic sheets, drinking and looking up at the trees. It felt like a Grateful Dead concert, without the music. But then I realised Canadians have a similar rite of passage, celebrating the end of a long cold winter. We call it May 24, the May 24th long weekend. Historically, it was the birthday of Queen Victoria, and as a part of the monarchy, we are supposed to celebrate the Queen's birthday. Actually, I think we just chose this particular weekend to shed our winter clothes and open up the cottage for the summer. Many Canadians also like to drink beer at this time. In Canada, beer is sold in cases of 24 bottles. Hence, the weekend became known as May 24. We drive up north to the cottage, sit shivering on the dock of the bay, drinking beer and looking at the water. Just like the Sake Sakura celebrations. See how much we have in common? We also enjoy beautiful fall colours in Canada. Just like the Japanese Koryo and Momiji viewing festivals, we look forward to our maple leaf splendour from September onwards. This is usually accompanied by the closing of the cottage for the winter and the celebration of Thanksgiving in October. Generally, we switch from beer to Canadian Club rye and ginger ale as it gets colder. While we have many similarities, we also have differences. The Japanese appreciation of the seasons extends to their diet. The concept of shun, or the seasonality of food, exemplifies this. The freshness and deliberate use of particular ingredients during specific times of the year is a quality I have grown to love and appreciate. Here's to our similarities and our differences. I'll drink to that.